Monday, May 27th. Memorial Day was sunny and warm. The McIntosh team loyalists, Debbie Coleman, Mike Murray, Susan Barnes, and Bob Belleville, got to Jobs's Woodside home an hour before the scheduled dinner so they could plot strategy. Sitting on the patio as the sun set, Coleman told Jobs that he should accept Scully's offer to be a product visionary and help start up Apple Labs. Of all the inner circle, Coleman was the most willing to be realistic. In the new organization plan, Scully had tapped her to run the manufacturing division because he knew that her loyalty was to Apple and not just to Jobs. Some of the others were more hawkish. They wanted to urge Markkula to support a reorganization plan that put Jobs in charge. When Markkula showed up, he agreed to listen with one proviso. Jobs had to keep quiet. I seriously wanted to hear the thoughts of the McIntosh team, not watch Jobs enlist them in a rebellion, he recalled. As it turned cooler, they went inside the sparsely furnished mansion and sat by a fireplace.